at the very core of the human experience is what's referred to as the search for oneself. People talk about how they've lost touch with themselves, how they need to find themselves, how they've forgotten themselves, how they need to make peace with themselves, how they need to know themselves. There's some sense of an authentic self, and that for many people there's a feeling of living inauthentically, somehow not in touch with oneself. And there is the implication for many people that at some point one knew oneself and lost that awareness. I do remember somewhere around the age of 16 waking up one morning and saying, something's missing. I could not identify it, I could not tell you what it was, but I knew that something fundamental in my sense of who I was not there. And it was very clear to me. I felt, if you will, alone. And in some ways cut off or turned away from something. But it was so amorphous that I could not identify it. I knew somehow that I was whole as a child. I remember having no self consciousness, meaning that my ego mind body was not thinking about its own actions. It just acted. I lived a very, what I remember to be, very joyful life. I mean, not that everything went well. I remember getting a very high fever on the day of some carnival, and they told me I couldn't go to the carnival, and I thought I was going to kill people. How can you not go to a carnival? I would have gone and died to go to the carnival. But I couldn't go, and didn't go. And that was hard. But I do remember the growing sense of separation from myself occurring in some ways through parents, but mostly through peer group, people telling me things about myself. Little things that, you know, like, you don't throw a ball well. How come you can't climb a tree? Kind of sissy elements that started to make me feel not quite who I wanted to be. And I remember feeling really, in some ways, judged. And I started to see myself through other people's eyes. I started to gain weight. And I remember looking in the mirror and going, how does this happen? And my mother saying things to me like, you would be so attractive if you just lost a little weight. And her friends, she would say, passed her compliments. She called them TSs. I don't know what that means, but she said, I have a TS for you. And that was, you would be so attractive if you were 10 pounds.